From the early 1930s through late 1970s, multi-talented British-born Ida Lupino acted on screen and on television here in the U.S. She was at her best playing strong-willed, neurotic, and cynical, but occasionally vulnerable, heroines in such films as High Sierra and They Drive by Night, both with Humphrey Bogart, The Light That Failed with Ronald Colman, and The Seawolf with Edward G. Robinson and John Garfield. And she is cast to perfection in Roadhouse, released in 1948, which recently came to home entertainment from Kino Lorber. In Roadhouse, Lupino plays Lily Stevens, a sultry, well-traveled, torch singer, piano player who is the new entertainer at the title locale, a rural night spot. Here, she attracts two very different men, a hunky nice guy, played by Cornell Wilde, and her slimy boss, played by Richard Widmark at his sniveling early career best. Now, back when Roadhouse was released, women in Hollywood movies were depicted as fragile souls who would shed tears at the slightest provocation, or scream at the slightest hint of danger, or stand around passively with their hands covering their faces while the hero and villain slugged it out. But Lupino as Lily is different, and she is refreshing. She is tough as nails and smart-mouthed and no-nonsense. In other words, she is no passive pre-feminist heroine. But as her character opens up, Roadhouse also touches on the topic of loneliness, an emotion that is all too familiar to too many of the world's lost souls. Now, these days, Ida Lupino is best remembered not for her performances in front of the camera, but for her work behind it. In the late 1940s, she formed The Filmmakers, her own independent production company, with her then-husband, Collier Young. This was not unusual at the time, as the Hollywood studio system, as it had existed for years, was about to begin fading into the sunset. Actors no longer would have the security of 7-year contracts, and quite a few already had established their own production houses. The filmmakers set out to make socially conscious movies. This, too, was not so uncommon during the immediate post-World War II years. Before the House Un-American Activities Committee hearings and subsequent blacklist transformed Hollywood into a community of timid souls, movies were beginning to deal with such touchy subjects as race relations, anti-Semitism, and mental illness. But the subjects chosen by the filmmakers were controversial even when compared to the subjects explored in these other films. One was out-of-wedlock pregnancy, the dilemma faced by the heroine in Not Wanted from 1949, which Lupino co-produced and co-scripted. Not Wanted was to be directed by veteran Elmer Clifton, but 3 days into shooting, Clifton suffered a heart attack, and as a result, Lupino took over as director. Over the next 4 years, she helmed 5 additional features for the filmmakers. At the time, Ida Lupino was just about the lone woman movie maker working in the American film industry. And all these decades later, she deserves to be remembered and celebrated, not just for her acting, and certainly her presence and performance in Roadhouse are well worth discovering, but for being a behind-the-camera film industry pioneer.